Blog Talk Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking, and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Tell me it's now no longer, can I stand anymore stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning into The Race. My name is Colby. I am your host for tonight. If you usually join in, you know that I generally have my co-host, Rome, on here with me, and we'll banter and everything, but he is running late today, and so if anybody would like to join and, I don't know, play co-host, you're more than welcome. I've got a lot of interesting stories. Rome will be here later, and he will add to the conversation. Anywho, like I said, if you would like to join in and maybe, like I said, I'm always talking about replacing. If you want to help me replace him, by all means, the number is 646-478-3599. You call in, it'll ask you if you want to talk. It wants to talk, and there you go. To start off tonight, I do have some very interesting stories, like, I don't know what's going on with the world this week. Some of the stuff has blown me away. But first off, I don't know where my head is. I guess it's all over the place without somebody to keep me on track. Thoughts go out to everyone in Boston right now. Like, everybody that I know of anyway is watching the story. Two dead so far. I've seen as many as 100 reported hurt. It's really bad. I'm a little confused on some of the stuff that's going on, but with all the reports still coming in, it's hard to really tell this early. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. One of the stories that I do have takes place in California, of course. A man was claiming that he crashed his car because there were zombies holding onto it. If that sounds ridiculous to you, well then, maybe you're not tripping on whatever it is he was. He's 19. Or no, I'm sorry, he's not 19. Yes, he is 19. His name is Jeremiah Hartline, and he just told the cops that there were dead people clinging onto his car, and when he swerved across the road, he was just trying to shake them off. I mean, it's totally logical. Who wouldn't do that? I mean, I would do that if there were zombies on my car, but that's not what's going on. At the time that I found this article, which I think was a couple days ago, they hadn't yet tested him to see what he was on, although I'm very interested to see, but his court date is April 17th. It's very... I just don't even know where to begin on that. I'm going to go to a quick music break. I have a mix from a personal friend of mine known as DJ Play, and I wanted to preview it to y'all first. It doesn't need more of an introduction than that. Here you go.
People listen all day, every day.
Don't stop, get it, don't stop, get it, don't stop, get it, don't stop, get it, get it.
That was a personal friend of mine's mix. If you do, please comment. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's at KAT5COLBY. You can do hashtag the race, hashtag Sixman Radio. Do whatever you have to do. Get to me. Let me know what you thought of it. We might be playing more of his stuff. So on to another story. Nobody likes seeing a cop pull up behind them. Nobody does. It's, like, a really crappy feeling. So what if they were driving a Lambo? I mean, that might change it just for the pure aspect of it being really a cool car. In Dubai, they're now driving Lamborghinis. Other options, you know, they also drive the Dodge Chargers that they have here and the Camaros. But the fact that now they're driving Lambos is kind of ridiculous. Like, you can't even get it. I mean, I have friends, I won't name any names, but they drive motorcycles, and a lot of them are like, hey, and if Rome were here, he'd be contesting to this, just from a knowledge base, not experience, of course. But they're like, hey, you know, you get away on a bike. Well, not if you've got a Lambo pulling up behind you. I kind of feel like that's a little bit of too expensive for what they need, though. I mean, you only need to be able to catch them. You don't need to, like, look cool. I mean, they've got the whole butterfly doors, everything. Gorgeous. But it's a little too much, in my opinion. Because, you know, they ask me these things. Not really. I just, you know, it's cool, though. I'm kind of torn. Again, I'll say this throughout the show. The number is 646-478-3599. Feel free to call in. Let me know what you think of this, or bring up any other interesting things that might be related. I'd love to talk to someone since I'm just here all by my lonesome. Speaking of law enforcement, some people were caught, I believe, in a German town for stealing 5.5 tons of Nutella. Now, if you're listening to us way back during the Super Bowl, we reported a story where some people stole a bunch of chicken wings. And we thought that was crazy, but, like, Nutella? Like, personally, I haven't even tried it. And I know that some people are pretty surprised by that and don't really know what's wrong with me. But yeah, 5.5 tons in Germany. And maybe that's the whole, like, you see the memes, how to catch a white person, Nutella, and, well, a white girl, Nutella and Starbucks. I hear it's good. And it must be to steal that much of it. But it was worth about 16,000 euros. I have no idea what that is in dollars, but a lot. I know that much. Yeah, they also previously, this particular gang previously stole a load of energy drinks from the same location. So I guess they're going to get super hyped up and then eat a bunch of Nutella. Like, what do you do with that? Besides never have to buy it again in your entire life and have thoughts for, like, your grandchildren in the future. Like, I guess it's just a cool story to tell. I'm not really sure. That. And where do you hide it? Like, where do you hide that? People. Another story, fun little one, is a new chocolate recipe for half the fat in chocolate by using fruit juices, but it's supposedly still going to retain the silky texture. I don't know that I buy it. I don't know that I even want to try it. I mean, I'm a little particular about my chocolate. I like Dove, and I like, what's the other one? Really, ugh, doesn't even matter. I like my chocolate how I like it, and I like it full fat. But, yeah, Stefan Bonn, oh, you know he got made fun of. Stefan Bonn from the University of Warwick said that basically, that he basically announced all of this and said that they're now hoping the food industry will take the next steps and use the technology that they now have to make tasty, lower-fat candies and chocolates and everything, just kind of continue it, which I understand, you know, especially in America, we've got so much obesity, it's important, but I don't want to give some things up. I feel like candy is supposed to be something to indulge in, and why half fat the indulgence? It just doesn't make sense to me. But I do get that it is important. I just don't know that it's that important that maybe we need to do all of that. But nobody, of course, asked me. Another story that men will enjoy, I think, or at least find very interesting. Women are supposedly better off without bras. And I would love for women to call in about this and just see what you think. A French study, and of course I'm thinking, of course it's the French, said that they obviously did a study of, let me see how many people. This 15-year study on women between the ages of 18 and 35, and I haven't found how many, it's in here somewhere, basically seeing what happens to their breast structure. I'm really trying to think of a nice way to say this without being as blunt as I normally am. What happens to their breast structure without wearing a bra for a long amount of time, and how necessary is it, and what's, how does it compare to wearing a bra versus not wearing a bra? And from what he did, okay, 320 women. So from the 320 women that he kind of watched, can't think of the word, observed, he came to the conclusion that wearing a bra actually makes your breasts sag more. This is, I wish you guys understood how hard it is for me to talk like this. And if you don't wear bras, ladies, he's saying that you'll be perkier in the long term, and you actually, like, perk up over time. On average, their nipples lifted 7 millimeters in 1 year in relation to their shoulders. That's kind of a big difference. I mean, obviously, it's not going to just continue and get ridiculous. I'm too visual for what I'm talking about. but, yeah, he's saying you breathe easier. And it's so strange. Of course a man would do this. You breathe easier, you carry yourself better, you have less back pain, because, you know, the bra was supposed to keep you from having back pain. And it's actually helping to cause it, which I can understand that, actually. Plus, you see women, especially in their older ages, on their shoulders, they'll have that, like, notch from where their bra strap has been for years and years and years. I like the idea of not having to wear a bra, to be perfectly honest. I'll be the first to say it. I like the idea. However, he did say in order for this to be really taken in into society, he would need to take a subject sample of closer to like 300,000 subjects. Mull that over a little bit. If you feel like it, call in. I'm going to give you a music break. We'll go to a music break, not necessarily give it to you. This is Beyonce with Freakum Dress.
Hold up, bring the beat back. Stop, I ain't ready yet. Wait, let me fix my hair. Yes, yes. Been locked up in the house way too long. It's time to get it. Cause once again he's out too long. And my girl's so real that it's been a minute since I had some. He's been acting up, but he won't be the only one.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Race. I am Colby. I'm your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY. And with me, I've got Celicia. I said that right, right? I was from the
Yeah,
Spanish.
Celicia.
Okay. And she called in not only to comment on the bra story, but also help be my co-host because she's awesome like that. What was your comment on the bra story?
Well, the only thing that you didn't really mention that I was wondering if it had to do with was, like, when you wear a bra, like, you are no longer, like, I don't know, your muscles don't develop to where you think, like, your breasts, I guess, have to support themselves. Like, they're always just being supported by something else. So if they,
that's
like,
true.
Always, you know what I mean, had to just, I don't know, maybe we would develop different muscles when we had to, like, or your body has to, than always just having kind of, like, buffed up, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that, and honestly, it doesn't say in here, because I tried to look into it to see, like, hey, should I stop praying well? Because that just, for whatever reason, excited me. Like, I don't want to do it. It's too expensive, and it's
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think it depends, though. Like, because some people, I mean, I guess a lot of people that it's, like, the proportions are off, like, too big for their body, like, tend to get surgery. But if they don't get surgery, then I could see why they would need some sort of support. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, if they're, like,
I don't know, but a lot of French people have, like, oversized bosoms. So, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Like, people that are more proportional, it causes less back pain. But if you're, like, 5'2 and a triple E, it's kind of difficult.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. Yeah, it didn't say anything about the muscle having anything to do with it. Just that he wants to further it, which I'm thinking, of course he does. He's a guy.
He
gets to look at him, like, once a day. Every single person.
By 3,000 studies.
You'd think eventually they'd get kind of, I don't know, boring to look at, though. That's probably the only downside.
For work. It's not like but I don't know if he's fondling that. I don't know, but.
Who knows? I know some guys are out there right now, like, oh, best job ever. I need to do that.
That's true. Maybe he has assistants.
Maybe. Oh, by the way, side note, sorry, totally random. Shout out to everybody new that's listening. I did a lot of networking this past week. I know there's some people actually in my building right now listening, supposedly, maybe I lost one. I don't know. But thank you to everybody new that's listening. Really appreciate it. Anyway,
it really is a great show, especially when the actual co-host or vice host, as they decided a few shows ago, calls in.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for not being, I'm so glad for once I'm not the only one ragging on him, because he acts like he's all big and bad, and then he just, like, lets you hang.
I was just telling him that he should try, you know, if you're going to be president, then, you know, he just kind of gave up his campaign to be host, and
exactly
why.
And this is the second time. Like, what is up with him?
It's a losing battle. I kind
him,
of agree,
like,
with him, just leaving that position to you.
Absolutely. I mean, I upload all the music. I do everything. I don't know where he gets on his high horse saying that he should be host. He's delusional sometimes.
Well, probably.
But that's what makes him fun.
True.
Right. Sometimes. All right, next story. A fisherman. And thank you again. I don't know if I said this or not. I'm definitely all over the place right now. But thank you for volunteering to stay and be my co-host. Appreciate it. So somebody died within the past week by beaver. Death by beaver. You heard that right. B-A-E-R. Yep. It was in the UK, I believe. And at first, I'm like, no way, this couldn't have happened. That's ridiculous. But actually, beaver attacks aren't unheard of. And so the guy, let me back up. Here's the backstory. The guy and his two friends saw the beaver on the side of the road.
Okay.
And they stopped to take a picture. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you usually do that through the car, right? Like,
that's true. You roll down the window. You don't get out, but.
But then again, I guess to his defense, it might have been on the other side, you know, because
they don't have
on the opposite side, maybe. I don't. Who knows? I don't know. But basically, when he got out to take a picture, the thing came up and bit his thigh.
Oh.
And. Yeah, and severed the big vein that goes through there, or not the vein, what's the artery, what's the word? The blood
thing. One of those.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and he died.
He died?
What a way to go. Yeah.
Wow. From a Bieber.
Yeah. By, Death by Bieber. That's what I'm saying. And
wow.
I guess last year, two girls here in the U.S. were mauled by one in Virginia as they swam. And they did say in the article that, you know, normally Bieber attacks are because they're rabid, but it didn't
okay.
sound like the one that killed the guy this past week was. Maybe the one that killed the two girls was, because that sounds like that's pretty serious if it's just killing two people for swimming.
Yeah.
That's true. I had no idea that you could die from
a fever. Like, to just be standing there 1 minute and to be, like, attacked by a beaver. Like, do you think it was blood loss? Because it was, like you said, the main artery or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was from blood loss. It doesn't exactly say, but that's kind of what it alludes to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, yeah. Learn something new every day, right?
I guess so. A note to self, if I see a beaver, just keep going.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't think that they would be very quick, though. Is part of my struggle with this. I'm like,
I wonder how close he was. Like,
true, I guess.
Like, his thought, I just don't know. Like,
I mean, to be perfectly honest, I've never even seen a beaver, like, in
that's
real life.
True.
So do they waddle? Like, does it waddle up to you and then attack you?
I was just thinking, like, when I said note to self, if I see a beaver, I first have to be able, like, to say that that is a beaver, like, with confidence. And I don't know that I can do that.
Right. I mean, like, I know they've got the flat tail for making dams and stuff, but
yes.
As far as walking, do they walk on two legs or four legs? I think four legs, right? Yeah, they walk on
probably
four legs.
Four.
I feel like I'm sounding really stupid right now, but
I'm going to go with four.
I live in Florida. I don't see beavers.
No. Armadillos, maybe.
Ever.
No,
what?
I said armadillos, maybe. No beavers.
No. Slightly related, another odd animal story. A fish came to the U.S. via boat, but not normal boat, from Japan. Okay, so you're like, all right, Japan to U.S. Okay, by boat. Okay, what's weird? It was a boat that got destroyed in the tsunami. Remember, like, I don't even remember when that was. A while ago.
Yeah, no, I remember.
This little skiff that had, like, Asian coral reefs, not Asian coral reefs, but it had, like, a bunch of stuff growing in it.
Okay.
Like Asian. And so they were bringing the boat over to the U.S., I guess, to study it. And within it was the beakfish, which only lives in Japan. And so it's pretty cool. It traveled the length of 5,000 miles to get here. And now it's in a museum, which I think is really neat. It's in Oregon at the Seaside Aquarium.
Like, it was like they towed the boat ruins and, like, the fish was, like, tucked inside of it, or the fish, like, swam as it was moving?
Yeah, basically. Like, it was in a bait box that also contained seaweed, crab, barnacles, amphioids, and other marine organisms, but they weren't expecting there to be a fish in there. Like, I guess they figured it would be gone. Because think of how long it's been in there, you know?
That's true.
I mean, just the trip alone for a fish to be in there the time of the entire trip is crazy. So I guess it was feeding off of all of these organisms, and that's how it survived that long.
It survived. Wow. So now we benefit from that.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, scientists are all, you know, looking at it and studying it, and Lord knows what they're trying to do with it. But, yeah. Oh, so the tsunami, or, yeah, no, that's what I said, right? Yeah. The tsunami was March 11th of 2011. So that was 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess that's a whole other big part of the story that I probably should have mentioned, because I couldn't remember when it was. But yeah. So, crazy.
I want to go see it. Where is it right now?
It's in Seaside, Oregon.
Oh, well, maybe not.
And it's,
that sounds
like,
cool.
How is that possible?
No, I said maybe I won't go visit it. I don't think I'll be in Oregon anytime soon, but that does sound cool.
Yeah, that, I think that would be neat to see. I mean, like I said, it's in a museum type. Like, I guess it's in an exhibit at the Seaside Aquarium. I feel like museum because it should be in one. I don't know. I don't know why I keep saying museum. But, yeah, so people are going through and looking at it and saying it's cool and everything. But, yeah, nice little story.
Yeah.
Also, this past week, an interesting story from the Asian area, more so in China than China.
I love how you're, like, linking everything together.
Yeah, you like that? Thank you.
I do.
Thank you. And all by myself?
Yes.
So earlier when I was saying I don't know what's up with people this past week,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if there was a full moon or what the deal was. A guy in China got drunk and decided to dangle from power cables. Like, what is going on?
I'm sorry. You're going to have to repeat that.
He got drunk off of who knows what,
okay,
and moved along the power cables for about 15 minutes, not
okay,
even, like, thinking that it might be dangerous, apparently.
And wow.
Yeah, just for, because, I mean,
that's different. How did you just, like, shimmied up the pole, like,
I guess. I like how you're like, that's different. No, that's stupid. That's weird. That's stupid. That's something you do when you, I guess, yeah, I get he was drunk, but you don't get to that point of being drunk. Like, what is going through your mind when you're drinking to get to you to the point of being drunk and being like, you know what? You know what I'm going to do about this? Whatever this is that I'm drinking about? I'm going to go climb on power poles and just...
I also kind of feel like most people can barely walk and, like, stand up straight with when they're drunk.
Exactly.
Like, how the heck did you even make it to wherever you were going and climb all the way up? Like, the coordination it took, that's crazy.
Exactly. Look at that.
Like, I'm impressed. I don't think I could do that sober, and I wouldn't, but I'm impressed that he could even do that drunk. I'm a little bit impressed.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, that is impressive. Asians are out doing us in drunk sport. I guess you could call that a sport. And,
doing us and everything.
Yeah, basically. You know what? You guys just stay on your side of the road.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think, like, what skill that would take just to even get up the pole. Like, that, I'm just stuck on that.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, I feel like that's what you do when you're in a good mood when you're drunk. But he did tell a reporter that he drank a lot when he was in a bad mood, and that's what got him up there. But it's like,
was he gonna jump?
Like,
was he suicidal? No,
I don't think so.
Like,
it doesn't mention any suicidal tendencies.
Just gonna go for a walk.
Yeah,
on the power line. No big deal.
It's pretty normal, guys.
You just clear
your
head.
Stop looking at me like that. Well, let's go to another music break.
All right.
I think it's a fun song. And we'll be back with more stories. So stay tuned if you're listening. If you're not listening, then start listening. I'm not really sure. So, yeah, we'll be back. This is Outkast.
Yeah, international, underground, underground, when I stop the ground, like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan, you can't stop a train, who wants some, don't come unprepared, I'll leave there, but when I leave there, better be a household name, brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain, so now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit trying not to sweat, hit someone's heart, put out the net, but this will be the year that we won't forget, 1999, and I don't need anything gold, you what you wanna be, long as you know consequences are given, but listen, the business, too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just touch hell, hot, get a life, not a then I might catch with bail. Look at what came in the mail. A sailor's arm and hammer. So go grill and a baby mama. Black hair back in the back of pamphlets. Stack of questions with no answers. Cure for cancer, cure for AIDS. Make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days. Get back home, things are wrong. When I really it was bad all along. Before you left ass up to a ball of power. Thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour. Hello ghetto, let your brain free. Believe there's always more.
Yeah. every time we meet. Like a track team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. Slam back, Cadillac, by five niggas, 75 MCs, freestyle to the beat. Cause we get crunk, they drunk at the club. Should've bought it out, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you told the punch. Supposed to meet you good, but you packed the lunch. No G to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl, 4 year Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, quit rag. Top, before you re-up, get a laptop. Make a minute for yourself, what's that to go? Make a bad dime out of dust and cold. Reckon number four, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop, control like Janet. Planet, stay on the Antonia. Moving like floor, coming straight to Florida. Lock like you understand, block the quarters. Putting up a bell, cause the women's in order. Like a three-piece bitch, before I cut your daughter. You settle Taco Bell, then I hit the border. Pity pat rapper trying to get the five. I'm a microphone being trying to stay alive. When you come to ATM, well, you bet not high. Cause the Dutch family gon' ride.
Even they never end. So got my mind, I'm going down with all. pour it up. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
Welcome back to The Race. My name is Colby. I am your host for tonight, and your one and only, and I have intermittent co-hosts. Anywho, we had a caller over the music break. I wanted to talk about the bra thing as well. What was your name?
Rayshawn.
Rayshawn. And what did you have to, what would you like to say about it? Like, what comments?
Well, I guess it's kind of, you know, as a big chested woman, I would kind of hate to go around without a bra on. You know, I feel like I need a bra to feel more support. So yeah, so it just seems weird, and then I just feel like to have my breasts exposed to everybody, it's kind of like
I get that. I mean, okay, I'll throw this out there. This is a little personal, but I am a D. Not quite a full D, but I'm a D. Like, I can pull it off on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of thought about that, too. I'm like, well, I feel like that's a little bit too much stuff shaking when I walk, you know? But on the other hand, like, it would be so liberating, you know?
Yeah, it would. Like, I mean, like, some nights I try, you know, I'm like, oh, this feels great. No bra, but then I'm like, man, these things are too heavy to just be exposing them to everybody. I'm
exactly.
Like, man, but it helps my back because I think I'm like a triple D, and I'm
okay. So. Yeah, so that, you do need to support them, definitely. I
yeah,
get what you're saying.
It's good to, yeah, so it's good to kind of have that support and to, you know, feel confident in what you're wearing, you know, because sometimes I'm like, oh man, I wish they were small, that way I can wear certain tops or whatnot, but you know, I'm like, hey, it is what it is. One day my husband will love it, but until then,
<Aww.
just a> remote.
Well, thank you for calling. That's a good, I mean, it's nice to be able to hear the other side too, because I'm not quite to that point. I'm kind of at the point where if I wear like a tight enough tank top, I'm good. You can't tell. Like,
okay.
Straight. So, but I mean, it's good to hear the other side, like you're saying. And yeah, I totally see how it could be uncomfortable to not wear one. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm in a rebel mood or something.
Yeah.
What? I know. I'm just kind of like, you know,
free,
I don't feel like wearing one.
Yeah. Sometimes I get like that. So, but for the majority of the time, it's like, oh, no, I need to cover up.
I feel you. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate
it. No problem.
And thank you
for
listening. I'm going to put you back on mute. I'm not going to hang up on you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I think I might have my co-host back.
Vysos. It's Vysos.
Oh, no. Hold on. Let me get your replacement on here, too.
Oh, man.
Are you still there?
I'm replaced.
Alicia? I am here. You know, we had so much fun talking for the past 45 minutes, almost, and where were you?
No vice host. Wasn't there.
No.
Look,
so
this is my birthday,
all right,
so I can show up whenever I want to, all right? It was a good
No. I'm sorry.
I can do what
I'm
I want
sorry.
To.
Halfway through the show, showing up does not work for me. Thank you very much. I have actually moved her up to co-president, but on a lower
level. Oh. I'll take
really?
Her. Yeah, I'll take it. And for the record, yesterday was your birthday, so that was the day to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's
by
the
way,
point.
Happy birthday.
Yay!
And now I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah, hallelujah. It only took you 45 minutes. Well, I know I like the dynamic of you two together, and I hate to kind of intrude. So now that he's finally here, I will relinquish my co-president at a lower level position. Ah, I appreciate you so much. You are my
Thank
favorite co-host. What did I say?
co-president at Allura.
Co-president,
you're my favorite.
Thank you.
That's why you're above vice co-host. Anywho.
All right. Thank you for calling in and helping.
All right. Have a good show.
Thanks.
Well,
sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. So is it like the old age that's gotten you to move slower and that's why you don't show up on time? Or
honestly,
is it being super popular to the point that you don't even use your Facebook and Twitter like you were supposed to that keeps you from being on time?
There's a multitude of... I guess I'm not going to speak at all now? No? You're not going to hear the reasoning for tardiness? No?
You've got 1 minute. Go for it.
I have 1 minute. Well, it's my birthday yesterday, as you all know. And yes, yesterday. And this is what cool people do on their birthdays. They work on their birthdays, too. So,
you told me you went to the beach.
Hmm?
You told me you went to the beach.
I did go to the beach. After the beach, I went to work.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. You know what I did yesterday?
What's that?
I don't remember. Hold on. Let me think.
I bet you didn't go to the beach.
Oh. No, I didn't. I didn't go to the beach. I recovered from getting shot playing paintball.
That's pretty awesome. Where'd you get shot?
I don't want to talk about
where'd
it.
So you lost?
No. Kind of.
Yeah, so you lost. You're no good at paintball.
Have you ever played it? That shit hurts.
I have played paintball. So I know that it hurts
if
you don't have the proper layers on.
I was layered up, and it was in the hot Georgia sun, and I played it like a champ.
Sounds like a blast.
So I don't want to hear anything.
So catch me up. What did I miss?
What didn't you miss? Like half the show?
All right. Details will help.
How about this? Do you at least, you know, in your fashionably late, not so much showing up, do you at least have some articles maybe to share, some stories?
I do have some articles, but, you know, it would be nice if you go ahead and, you know, let me know what I missed so that I don't repeat the same articles. Hence why I asked you in the first place. So if you please, proceed and tell me what you already talked about. I'm waiting.
No, why don't you go on? Why don't you go on and tell me whatever you might have? Because I got some pretty random stuff. And I will gladly interrupt and let you know that I'm sorry, we covered that already and you missed it if it's something that we covered already. So go on, go ahead.
So you covered the shark attack?
Nope.
First shark attack of the year, Florida. In
really?
New Smyrna.
There's only now been the first one?
You realize the chance of you getting bit by a shark are extremely low and rare. People just blow it out of proportion when it happens.
So New Smyrna? I've been there. It's a good beach.
Yeah, it is a good beach. It's also a good beach to get bit up by a shark. If you're
everybody
in that kind of thing.
Visit Florida. We've got great beaches.
Yes. Do not mind the sharks that swim around the water and bite people.
You know, I heard a story from a guy that was, I guess he was getting transported. He was in the Navy. So he was going over Florida for whatever reason. I mean, we've got a lot of water. Why wouldn't the Navy be there? Anyway, he was going over Florida, and he said he was looking down at the beaches, and you could just see all the sharks off the side of, like, off the coast. And people were playing in the water like no big deal, and you could like see the shadow and see where the person was, and it was uncomfortably close. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I'm glad I don't know that when I'm in the water.
Exactly. You just don't know what's in the water. And speaking of marine life, you actually be proud of me because I'm ready to speak about celebrities because some celebrities have been under fire. And I was like, you know what? Why not?
You know, I don't want to talk about that.
You don't want to talk about that now? No. This whole time we had this show, you tried to slide in celebrity news here and there. But now that I want to talk about celebrity news, you don't want to hear it.
I'm sorry, you're not president.
Okay, you see, this is exactly why I don't back you on anything.
You know
what?
You know what? From happy birthday,
what?
Let's hear your celebrity story.
Well, your favorite person in the whole world, and it relates to the marine life.
I'm waiting.
Miss Kardashian. looking.
She's not my favorite person in the world. She's got just got a nice body, and she's trying
not
to look
anymore.
Like me with that kind of body. And what?
She let herself go.
Really?
Huh? Yeah.
She's let herself
go. Seen recent pictures. Her pregnant pictures are.
She's pregnant. She's allowed to let herself go.
Oh, listen. You're not listening. You're too busy talking and flapping at the jaw to understand where I'm coming from. It's okay when you're pregnant.
Women get that during pregnancy.
What? Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Women get.
Because you're going to finish my sentence. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Women get fat during pregnancy. It's a fact of life. Accept it. She's not letting herself go. She's growing a baby inside of her.
So you're saying all women get fat when they're pregnant?
All women get a belly, at least, not necessarily fat.
Right.
But
so
it depends.
You're saying
it depends
that when
on your body chemistry and a
now,
bunch of stuff that I don't know about. Why
are
you talking
people,
over me?
Because you're not listening.
Okay,
I want to hear your I want to hear your point because you're trying to throw out the fact that she's eating like a cow.
Hey, I would be too. Shoot, I like food. Unlike some people, like that eat like birds, I can out eat a 16-year-old boy. I like food. And
you're
built
a 16-year-old
like
boy.
Me and, like, little Miss Kim Kardashian because, you know, we look so much alike, you know, with the butt and the thinness and, yeah, you can eat. And anyway, sorry, mentally comparing our two bodies is not exactly alike,
right.
But that's not the point. Anywho, seriously, though, when you've got a body like that, when you've got a butt, generally that means that you can eat. And if you're pregnant, you're going to be like, well, shit, I don't have to worry about, like, working out and stuff. I mean, you kind of do, but it's, like, much less stress working out, workouts. So
it's much less
yeah,
stressful
what,
working
about,
out. That's a lie. Stress, working out relieves stress. Try again.
No, I'm saying it's, like, less stressful workouts is what I'm saying. Not, like, freaking run 10 miles.
No, you walk.
Yeah, exactly. Point proven. What does that have to do with marine life?
Well, before I was rudely interrupted, she just happened to wear a getup. She, for whatever reason, doesn't believe in wearing the maternity line of clothing that is provided for females that are pregnant. So she wore a one-piece dress thingy, majigger, and she looked like Shamu. She literally looks like Shamu. It's the top is black, the bottom is white. If she was horizontal, she looked just like a whale. Have you seen that picture?
No, I haven't.
Exactly. That's why your argument is null and void. Carries no merit whatsoever. And in other celebrity news.
Go back to being away.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
In other celebrity news, are you familiar with the comedian Kevin Hart?
Of course.
Did you hear about his little run-in with the law yesterday?
No, what'd he do?
He was drinking while driving and speeding in L.A., and he was arrested for DUI, reckless driving, and resisting arrest.
What was he, like, speeding to get away?
No.
I don't understand.
How
was he resisting arrest?
The resisting arrest part came when he was being handcuffed for the first two charges, and he wanted to remove his watch before getting handcuffed. So he's like, can I remove a watch? Officer said no. He tried to remove his watch, resisting arrest. How do you feel about that?
That's dumb. I feel like that's a reasonable request, like, especially because you know that that watch is going to cost a lot.
Right. That watch
that,
could probably get
stupid.
Him out of jail that night.
Exactly. As long
this
as
is my bond money. I'm just
shot.
Trying to get out now.
That's stupid.
So.
Okay. Well, going off of your celebrity news, I was just about, like, I had my format picked out and everything for when you didn't show up because I just kind of gave up on you, to be perfectly honest.
Really?
Okay. All of my stories
come on,
thus far...
I have more stuff I want to talk about.
Excuse you, I'm talking.
I'm waiting.
Okay, thank you. About time. No, so all of my stories so far have been either funny or stupid or entertaining in some way.
I wouldn't know
because
you didn't tell me about them.
You wouldn't know because you weren't here. Thank you very much. You can sit over there in the quiet chair. There's the dunce cap. Anywho. So, there, I did have a couple of, like,
where's that Jeopardy sound effect?
Stop interrupting me. I'm going to replace you again. I've got her number. I can call her up and be like, hey. I hate you.
This morning,
I
you
work
hurry up. I'm
in,
still picking another sound effect.
In a, shut up! I'm talking. I work in a court-related. Just because it was your birthday does not mean you get to interrupt me with stupid birthday stuff. Thank you very much. Long story short, a guy at Port Canaveral, decided that it would be a good idea as an officer, excuse me, a sergeant, yes, yeah, to use Trayvon Martin's picture as the target.
Hey, show my article.
Okay. Don't care. But did you get what...
He's a complete idiot.
Yeah, basically. But did you get the quote that John Walsh said?
No, what did he say?
Okay, so John Walsh is the interim port director and CEO. I've got to find it, but it's great. It was something along the lines of, I don't know if it was his stupidity or his racism that caused him to do this. Oh, yes. I love it. Let me find the exact words. Go on and talk about it since you had it too, I guess.
Well, what the guy did, he took the shadowing of Trayvon, he took it to the gun range with his cop buddies. And
no, there was
like,
another,
oh,
there was a civilian there as well.
What? Did you
there
find what you were looking for? Because you just interrupted me when I was trying to talk. So, if you would excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
So, they took it to the range, and once the officers, other officers saw what the image was, they immediately turned him in. They wanted no part in that. He was fired on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find what you were looking for?
No. Wait. Yes. Maybe. It's not coming.
Wait for
okay.
It.
Well, that's what she said. So, he said that he found the entire situation unacceptable. It's not the type of behavior that I want a police officer to have on both a personal and professional level. And then further, oh my God, what is it? Did they take it down?
No, they didn't. I'm just having a difficult time reading.
No. What? No, stop being rude. God, you can't show up late and then be rude.
I can. That's the beauty of it. When it's your birthday, it goes all week long. It doesn't, it's not just one day.
No, that, I'm not going there.
I have a few more slick comments and I'm done for the day. I will just reach my quota.
Oh, lovely. I'm so excited. No, I can't find it. It's gone. But he did say that this morning, and it was hilarious because we were all talking about it in the office, and it was great. Good time.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, did you have another short?
Do I have any what?
Would you like me to continue, or do you have
no,
something to
No, please don't. I did have one positive thing to say about Kim Kardashian. She did win her legal battle with her estranged husband. That makes you feel any better about my comments about her looking like a whale?
So,
three movies come to mind.
Well, okay.
But,
see, no, that's boring. I'm zoning.
Yes, now you tell how I feel every time you bring up some bogus celebrity news. Anyway,
I stopped doing it and then you brought it up, so I don't want to hear shit next time.
You didn't stop doing it, you do it every week.
I do not. I haven't done it in like 2 weeks.
No, you do it every week. Listen to our old shows. By the way, you can listen to our old shows on Facebook. They're up immediately after the shows end. So if you want to listen to your, you have a particular favorite show that you can listen to all over and over again, just look us up. We have a Facebook page called The Race, and they're all up there.
Because why wouldn't you want to listen to us bicker over and over again? Because somebody chooses to be a jerk all the time. You just have to deal with it.
You'll be just all right.
Oh, but for real, though, find the Facebook page, because there's only like 38 people that have liked it. And I know for a fact, I see the numbers, there are more than 38 people that listen to the show. I know it. You're busted. And don't say that you don't have Facebook, because if you don't, you're lying. Thank you.
But what if they really don't have Facebook?
What?
I said, what if they really don't have a Facebook?
Then they're lying. I just said that. Make
well,
one. Welcome.
Make one just for the show. Yeah, make one just for our page. That's all you need to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like our page.
We are that
and then
important.
You'll be done with Facebook for the rest of your life. Appreciate it. Thank you, all
yeah.
listeners. But let's go to a commercial music break.
Commercial? Why are we getting paid?
Yes. These are our commercials. We play good songs.
We do. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to play Whistle. You're welcome for when you get this gets stuck in your head. Just remember me. Love it.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, there we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell them pegs are roll wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do.
apparently the song's over. Our bad. We were discussing upstairs. I had to debrief, Sir Highness, over here.
You could have did that on air. I asked you several times to debrief me.
They don't want to hear what they've already heard before. They'd rather hear silence than have to listen.
What if listeners
to
are just listening, tuning in? Exactly.
We need to talk about this interrupting business. I don't appreciate it at all. Thank you.
Nobody cares. Welcome back to the race. This is your vice host, Rome. You can find me on Twitter at Vibe and Rome, lowercase VIBINROME. And I guess if you want to listen to some, watch some rants, you can check out Kobe's Twitter.
More importantly, you can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY. You can also hit me up through hashtag SixManRadio or hashtag The Race. Either way, I will see it. I check it periodically. You can also get to us through the Facebook page. Please like it because you love it. And hashtag us and follow us and all that good, fun junk. My favorite story this past week by far was a woman whose boyfriend would not stop singing Thrift Shop by Macklemore. You know, it's like that, what? Yeah, that one. And it's really catchy. Like, it gets stuck in your head. I get why he was singing it, but he sung it 25 times, and she literally tried to strangle him. So she got arrested.
It was merited.
What?
If I hear that song 25 times, somebody's going to be strangled too, but I guess.
Okay, Thrift Shop, the song, is 3 minutes and 55 seconds long. So that means that she was listening to him for close to an hour and a half. 25 times in a row. Huh?
For how long?
And close to an hour and a half.
Wow.
And her quote, the quote that they got from her is, "He just annoyed me." She also reportedly confessed that I grabbed him around the throat and I did it for intimidation. She tried to strangle him because he wouldn't shut up. And I love it. And it's great.
Question. What's the size ratio from this guy to this girl?
Who knows? Who cares?
I mean, if you really have to press charges against your girlfriend trying to strangle you and you're considered yourself a guy, you can't get a girl off you from strangling you?
Well, they were drunk and had been fighting. They had been fighting. Excuse me. I got that wrong. It was a little backwards. They had been fighting about who drank all the alcohol in their house, and they were drunk. And that's when he started singing it, and he wouldn't stop.
Fair enough. That makes a lot more
sense. People, I love it. On the drunk, I guess there's just been a lot of alcoholism in the world the past week, like more so to hit the news than normal. A guy called 911 and reported himself as a drunk driver this past week.
Yeah. Like, as he was still driving, he's like, "I need to be arrested."
Basically, yeah.
Hey, call me off the jail, please.
Exactly. This is in Indiana. He's 24. His name's Matthew DeVore. And he took a drive, and he lost control of the vehicle. And when it came to the stop in the median, he drove back onto the interstate, and then he was like, well, he had a flat tire, so he had to pull off again, right? So after all of this, he was like, you know what? I'm drunk. Honestly, I think he was probably like, you know what? Screw this. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I'd rather go to jail. Like,
right.
Give me a ride. A free ride. So, yeah, his alcohol content was 0.09%, so slightly higher than the 0.08% legal.
That's not even that bad. What are you talking about?
Maybe it was lightly. I don't know.
That's two beers. Not even. That's a beer and a half.
I don't know. Man, I didn't make him do it. I don't know.
Yeah, lightweight.
What? The what?
What? Who's are you talking?
Yes.
What
by the way, I posted on the Facebook page some memes that I thought were really funny about North Korea last week, and nobody commented. Nobody even liked them. It kind of hurt my feelings.
I was trying to tell you the entire time that nobody cared about it, but you don't. You were so strong. Oh, everybody wants to talk about it. No, they don't. Calm down.
Fine.
So, I have two interesting stories. A Texas college stabbing suspect left pieces of blade in at least one victim. This, what ended up happening was a student at a Texas community college went on a stabbing spree on campus.
Your stories are depressing.
Huh?
Nothing, go on.
My stories are interesting. All right, this guy said he's been having dreams of stabbing people since he was 8 years old. He finally went on his stabbing spree. And the interesting part about this is he's deaf. Like, he couldn't hear nobody talking to him. They're like, hey, what are you doing? Stop that. No, he just went around stabbing and injuring 14 people in the night. He had to be tackled down by like five guys in order to be hauled off to jail.
Wow.
And people that knew him said that there was no, like, real issues with him. Aside from him being deaf, he was a bright kid, you know, kept himself. Nobody expected that out of him.
Hmm.
And my story that's associated with that is the one, you didn't hear about the hostage situation in Georgia? Since you were up there paintballing?
No, I didn't.
A guy called the fire department saying that he had an emergency. This was in Suwanee, Georgia. He called the fire department claiming he had an emergency and held the firemen hostage. And he was going to ransom them off if they paid his utility bill. Like,
man,
water. Long story short, law enforcement went in and rectified the situation, and he didn't come out alive. So,
All over utility bills.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's other ways to get the utilities cut back on. Holding firemen hostage is just not one of them.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. Well, back to my fun drunken stories. Two drunk guys were sitting there. Of course, this is in Florida, Fort Walton Beach. They were sitting there arguing, fighting, when their landlord came in and basically told them, pay the rent or get out. That's when cops were called. Eventually, by the time that they were there, by the time that they got to the scene, one guy, I'm sorry, I just love the way that this article was written. One guy had punched his roommate in the forehead, in the head. So he's, like, on top of him, sitting in a recliner, like, punching him in the forehead. Not in the forehead, in the head. I don't know why I keep saying forehead. And the article says, then the suspect apparently lost control and attacked the walls of the house with a sword.
Really?
A sword.
Very
interesting. Attacked the house.
He what, the house?
He attacked the house with a sword. He, like, went on ninja on the freaking house with a sword.
Wow. That is pretty funny. How much damage did he end up doing? Did he end up doing a lot, or did he accomplish the goal that he was trying to accomplish?
I don't know. He was charged with battery, and it didn't say how much damage he caused. What?
He was charged with battery on the house?
No, to the guy.
Oh.
I'm sure he'll be hearing from his landlord on the damages. But, yeah, I thought that was really funny. Like, who does that ever?
That guy does. That guy does.
Really. Well, we're going to go to another music break. Probably the last one. Possibly the last one of the night. I'm not really sure. But we'll be back.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. help. I rent a room in the house. Listen, baby girl, I ain't got a motorboat, but I can float your boat. So listen, baby girl, don't you get a dose of dough, you gon' want some more. So listen, baby girl, when I make it, I want you there, yeah.
Welcome back. That was a very abrupt stop to that music. Anywho, you're listening to The Race. It is currently 8:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we appreciate
Indeed.
You.
I do have one more thing that happened today.
What?
You hear about the Boston Marathon explosion?
Oh, my God, where have you been? I started with that.
You see, this, again, which is why I asked you what you had talked about already.
I didn't talk about it. I merely mentioned it and said, you know, thoughts, prayers, good vibes and juju out to everyone in Boston that got hurt. And, I mean, I mentioned some of it. Right now, I feel like it's too early to really talk about it in depth because the stories are still coming in. The people are still going to the hospital, and, you know, it's not done yet.
Right.
Like,
well,
really
see, I could avoid all that awkwardness that's going on in the atmosphere right now if you had just mentioned, oh, by the way, don't touch on the Boston Marathon explosion. I already hit that.
Next time, call in on time. So, another fun story for today. In England, over the, I guess, Easter holiday, this couple was taking care of a hamster for their friends that are also a couple. And in doing so, they looked at it one day and it wasn't moving. And they're like, oh my God, it's dead. Except for British hosts. Like, oh dear, it's dead. And so they put
That's
it in a little box.
British accent.
Wasn't it great? I mean, I am like a quarter
right,
British.
Calm down.
So, anyway.
Temporary.
Calm
down.
Can't
compliment nobody these days.
As I was saying, so they put them in a box and they buried it and everything, like you do with pet hamsters when they die. I mean, when they don't go off to fun little farms somewhere far, far away. If you're like
right.
under six.
That's what happens.
In which case, you don't need to be listening. Anywho.
Right. Continue,
on Easter.
Today.
On Easter, they discovered, actually, it was the couple's father who lived next door, he discovered that the hamster had eaten her way out of the paper casket and dug
Pretty
out of her shallow...
Right there.
What did I say?
I'm still waiting for you to get to the punchline.
The hamster had eaten her way out of the paper casket, dug out of her shallow grave, and took to shelter in a nearby recycling box to protect herself from freezing temperatures. So
well,
basically, they were like, oh my God, she has risen on Easter. That's the point of this.
Right.
There's a punchline. Boom. There it is. It's funny, because they really thought she was dead, and they were like, oh my God, she really, like, is alive. They took her to a vet. Apparently, it's not uncommon to try to bury your pets and think that they're dead. If their body temperature gets below a certain amount, they will go into hibernation.
Their body temperature.
If they're...
That's,
I don't
that's
know.
What you are.
Rectal thermometer. How am I supposed to know? I'm no freaking vet. So, eventually, they go into hibernation, even if they're not known to go into hibernation, like, I don't know, bears or whatever. And people think that they're dead. And the cool thing about this one is her temperature, body temperature actually rose, which is crazy because they had freezing temperatures, and you would think that that wouldn't happen. A better story, or at least a story more, well, not exactly better. This is actually a really crappy thing that happened. My pun intended. Okay, so a dog ate this couple's $500.
Lame. Lameness. Complete lameness. Don't ever do that again.
It's punny. Damn it. No, he ate five $100 bills, and of course,
what?
The couple's really upset. You heard me,
yeah.
Five $100 bills.
It's
the couple's really upset.
Lot.
They're hoping that the U.S., what's it called, U.S. Department of Treasury will replace them.
No.
In exchange for the
dog
ones that have been
disposed of
through things. We'll just say.
I'm trying to help you by finishing your sentences. You're not following along.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, so the dog's name is Sundance, and he's notorious for eating anything and everything. And they said as soon as they couldn't find the money, they knew exactly what had happened because they were traveling. And so he was in the car with them. And I guess they went to go get like a drink or something and stopped at a pit stop.
See, this is what I understand about people. They have wallets, but they choose not to put their cash in the wallet where it
lies. He ate it out of the wallet.
So he didn't eat the wallet. He just specifically targeted the $100 bills.
Yes.
He has good taste.
Yeah, so I don't know what I would do because I feel like there's no hope in getting your money back.
No, there's not.
I mean, we had to try, but I don't think there's any hope.
They're not going to go back to that. Oh,
what related? Side note. No, I said oh first. I get to go first. Anybody who is in my predicament where I know I've probably complained about this about four times throughout the shows. But
are you still talking about this?
Yes. I haven't got my tax thing yet. Refund. Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Well, you already submitted it. You just haven't got it yet?
I submitted it January 23rd, and I haven't received it yet. So,
well, that's just going to show you're not getting anything back.
No, I am. Anybody who is
apparently
in my
not.
Predicament, you can... I called H&R Block today because that was supposed to be the holdup if they have a program and everything. I covered it a couple weeks ago. So go through and listen to this show if you want to know what happened. Or Google it. Either way. Anywho, H&R Block said on February 20th that you should be able to see on the Where's My Refund thing within 4 to 6 weeks that your stuff has been processed. Well, Wednesday will make 8 weeks, and that was what the IRS quoted. So H&R Block backed that and said, basically, if you don't have your money still by the end of this week, give them a call, and they're going to check into it further. So anybody in my predicament?
Shouldn't they put some kind of incentive, like double your refund or
right?
give you an extra $100 bill that you can feed your dog?
I think so, but... not everybody thinks like me.
Thank goodness.
What do you mean, thank goodness?
You know,
awesomely.
Think awesomely?
Yeah, it's a word.
Awesomely is a word?
Yeah. Mhm.
All right, we'll go with that this time.
Thank you. So, next week,
what?
I'm going to have a co-host the entire time. The show.
You won't have to call the look.
Even if I have
to
replace
him
knowingly.
You can't replace me. What? Get that to your head.
I just did,
and
it went really well. She didn't interrupt me. She didn't try to talk shit to me. She was just awesome and commented and was like, Colby, you are beautiful and magnificent and amazing, and I love
you. Whoa, I'm pretty
every...
sure she didn't say all that.
I was like,
I know, I
was like, you know what?
I'm pretty sure she didn't say
you're
all
pretty
that.
Pretty cool, too. She did. You should go back and listen to it.
I will. I'll do just that.
Because I am all those things, and you're just jealous.
Well, yeah, I'll be here for the entire show next week.
Mm-hmm. I believe it when I see it.
Matter of fact,
thank you.
I'm replacing you. I'm This is a mutiny. I'm going to be the host. Next show.
No. In order to be the host, you have to show up on time.
I show one time late, and...
One time?
You know,
that's the second time. Don't even start with
okay,
one time.
Okay, second time I show up late.
You showed up halfway through the freaking show.
I told you about this beforehand. It wasn't like it was a surprise or anything.
You said 5 minutes, not 45. Anyway, thank you to everyone who has been listening. Thank you, especially to all the callers. And to everyone
thank you for calling in and helping
doing
this
the whole
post out so that we can have a productive show and such. We appreciate all your support for you listening in and supporting us. And please do go ahead and, if you're on Facebook, like our page and try to keep up to date with the radio shows. And if you guys have
follow
any
us on Twitter.
Feel free to touch us out. Reach out to us.
And thank you.
It's been a long day.
Everyone have a good night. Yeah. And hopefully tomorrow won't be as... I mean, next week won't be as crazy. Oh, my goodness. Everyone have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end, giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder, forever stay loyal. Never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no holding back. I